I'm going to invite some of the men to come, and we are going to celebrate communion, celebrate the new birth. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, by the gospel. How much did you have to do with your own birth experience?
We were there. We kind of went, actually, we showed up, right?
James says, of His own will, He brought us forth as a birth order by the word of truth, the gospel, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and He appeared to many, evidencing that He was really and truly raised from the dead and alive. That gospel message that Christ died for my sins, that He's alive today and He's at work, something that as Chris was preaching, my thoughts were drawn to the beginning of the Gospel of John, where it says, He came, Jesus, the Word, who was made flesh, came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God's will brought us forth by the word of truth, the gospel message that Jesus, God from all eternity, came down, became flesh and blood human in order to die for my sins in my place, so that I could be forgiven and enjoy a new birth, new life inside. So it's not me trying to attain some standard of perfection, but instead recreated to love God and to walk with Him and enjoy Him. What a beautiful thing it is that the gospel that we celebrate. We have bread that represents Jesus' body broken for me, juice that represents His blood poured out on the cross to wash me clean, to make me new inside. So as we serve, if you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to receive a piece of bread, a cup of juice. Hold those in your hands and reflect on what Jesus did for you. And if you're not a believer, I'd invite you to believe today. Cry out to Jesus and say, that receiving with meekness or humility, the humility to say, yeah, I'm a sinner, I understand, I do deserve the wrath of God, that's all. If I got what I deserve, that would be it. But God, would You be merciful to me, a sinner? Would You, based on what Jesus did for me on the cross, would You forgive my sins, make me new inside, birth me today into a new creation, a new life? So I'd invite you to just cry out in your heart to the Lord, and we're going to celebrate together what Jesus did for us. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks and take that together. Lord Jesus, thank You for taking my place on that cross, for bearing the wrath of Your Father against my sin, being crushed, broken, and poured out as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thank You for taking away my sin so that I can stand in Your presence today clean, forgiven, accepted, holy, made a saint. Not because I'm good, but because You are gracious. We look back to the cross and we remember what it cost. Your body broken, Your blood poured out. And we look forward to the time when we're seated around Your table, feasting with joy in Your presence. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us new. Thank you.